it's us once again. Here we are once again. I swear to God, man, that fucking neighbor with that fucking weed whacker is going right up his butt one of these days. Well, because it seems like what happened was we recorded a show earlier today, like for later in the week. And then, like, the lawn crew was here. So, like, through the whole, like, back of the video, it was like, through the whole thing. And I was like, great. And I couldn't really get rid of it without making it sound like complete ass. So then, like, it was quiet for a couple hours because I recorded some shit. And then literally 2 minutes before we sat down to record this, our neighbor started up with the weed whacker. And his house is, like, really close and the backyard is, like, right there.
You're right.
So the weed whacker, like, but, you know, thankfully he doesn't have that many bushes, so maybe he won't.
And it's an electric one.
Yeah. It's really loud, though. It's really loud. So it's like, so if you hear like a weird noise in the background, that's what it is.
That's a neighbor. It's the dude. I think he's on the other side of the house, though.
Yeah. I hope so.
Other side of his house.
Okay, so that, I can still kind of hear, but it's not really that loud. All right, so.
Yeah, it looks like everybody's here.
Everybody here.
Soph's there. Soph was feeling down the other day. It's going to be all right, Soph. Lily's in there. Let's see who else up in there. Just Tammy. Yeah, everybody's here.
All our people are here.
All the people, all the regulars.
Listen to us talk about Unhinged.
Yeah, this was actually a pretty good movie.
Who recommended this to us? I feel like somebody recommended this a while back. Because this was one of the movies that, this is one of the first ones that, like, when theaters started to reopen, like, after, like, you know, when theaters started to reopen this fall, this was either the first one to come out, like the first new movie to come out, or one of the first movies to come out, and actually didn't do too bad. It made a lot of money at drive-ins, weirdly, which I didn't even know there were enough drive-ins to make that profitable, but it ended up making like almost $50 million like around the world, which who knew?
Well, I imagine drive-ins are probably doing pretty well, the ones that were around.
That's what I thought. Yeah, see, now everybody that was like, oh, drive-ins are dead, and now they're just like, ha ha.
Yeah. Drive-ins making big money.
Because now everybody can just sit in their car and you can watch the movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I kind of wish we still had a drive-in or anything. Maybe we do. I don't really know.
Man, for us, those were just fucking, that was just low-rent fucking teenage hotels.
Well,
that was a high school hotel.
That's what everybody used
all those
for.
Fucking cars in the back fucking bouncing up and down. You look back there and says, hey, man, is that Jason back there? Yes, Jason.
Get it, Jason?
Jason and Tracy back there. Fucking, you know, you could tell.
Get it, you guys. Distant high five.
Yeah. Sometimes it should be going down in front seat to back seat. Yeah.
You know how that goes.
Yeah, that's how it was back then. Be high-fiving your boy over the fucking back seat, car seat. That's not bad. That shit was fucking, that was a wild time, man.
It was, indeed.
Yeah, everybody was cute then. You could get away with it.
Everybody was cute then.
Everybody was cute then. You could get away with all kinds of shit. Yeah.
Everybody was cute.
Everybody was cute.
I can see how this movie would do well at drive-ins because this movie, I mean, it's like, it's a pretty standard, like, thriller. It reminded me a lot of Falling Down, that Michael Douglas movie from, like, 1993.
And that other one fucking also kind of reminded me of the one with the fucking, you know, what was the one? Duel. Kind of remind me a little bit of Duel.
Yeah, a little bit of that. And maybe Breakdown.
And also, remember the one that had Rutger Hauer where he's playing the dude who's stalking the guy?
The Hitcher.
Kind of like that. Kind of more like The Hitcher.
I kind of thought of this, like, as soon as we started watching this movie and everything, I was like, this movie should be called Russell Crowe Needs to Calm the Fuck Down, the movie.
Russell Crowe, pretty chubby, the movie. He's getting a lot of weight.
Honestly, you know what? I can't determine because I saw some pictures of him getting, like, putting, like, fat appliances on him.
Okay.
So they might have chubbed him out some for this. Okay. I mean, he's like, kind of a pretty chunky boy.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's as fat as he is in this movie, like, in real life.
Okay.
I think that's a fat suit.
He was running around. I was going, damn, he's getting fucking big.
I know, because I was like, oh my God, look at him. I don't think I'd be scared of that dude waddling after me.
Yeah. Might want to lose about 30 pounds.
Because all you'd have to do is like run up some stairs and he'd be like, I can't get away. But yeah, so in case you guys have not seen it, this is basically, it's a very simple premise, which I think works in its favor. Yeah. Russell Crowe, I guess they don't go, he mentions like why he's having such a shit day, right? It's like he lost his job, he's like his wife left him or whatever, and so he has decided that because he can't deal with his shit, that he's just going to, like, make innocent people pay because it's the world's fault or something. I don't know.
Well, it didn't quite start that way. I guess you don't want to spoil that, huh?
Should we? I don't know. This is, I mean, the shit that happens, like, within the first, like, 2 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, I mean, he's not just some dude that had a bad day. He just killed his fucking wife. His
and
wife,
her
wife, what, boyfriend.
Her new boyfriend or new husband.
Yeah, and then burned the house
was.
Down. He still had the blood speckles and spatters all over him. Then he gets in the car and he realizes he's toast anyway. So he's going to take out as many people as he can. You know, he's going to take out as many people as he can.
Yeah, that's...
And he just focuses in on this...
innocent goal. Aim high, Russell.
Yeah. He just focuses... he focuses in on this innocent woman who pissed him off. You know, she didn't do anything wrong to him other than fucking honk her horn at him really loud.
And
traffic.
He didn't move at a green light, yeah. So justified.
He was, well, he was kind of asking for it. He was looking for somebody to go after.
Yeah.
And then he zoomed in on her, and he's stalking her. He's in his big fucking 4x4, and she's in her station wagon. She's got her son with her, and that's how it begins. That's just like the first few minutes.
And she's now, kind of had a shit day, too, so, yeah. You know.
Now, there probably is about 5-10 minutes of them giving the woman's backstory and her family's story a bit. They're trying to flesh that character out a little bit. For me, that part really didn't work. I didn't really care too much.
I think they were just trying to... I don't think they were necessarily trying to draw a parallel between her and Russell Crowe, obviously, because she just had, like, regular problems and he had just, like, completely gone off the fucking deep end. You know, but she had also just lost her job or had lost, like, her main client. I think she was a hairdresser, right? And, you know, she was going through, like, a real contentious divorce with her husband and stuff. So she had her own fucking problems and she was a little cranky. But nothing to the extent... She was just, like, dealing with her shit, like most people do. But... She, you know, Russell Crowe's in front of her. He's at the green light. He doesn't go. And I'm like, hey, come on, dumbass. Let's get moving. Like, pay attention. And then he decides somehow that he's just going to, like, wreck her shit. And, like, not just her, but, like, her. He, like, steals her phone and, like, fucking goes after family members and shit. Yeah. And he does not give a single fuck about anything or getting caught or getting filmed or anything.
Well, they give it context, though. As the movie starts, they're rolling the credits. There's a really cool fucking montage of what looks like true crime footage and fucking, you know what I mean? Like, and like shit you'd see from the demonstrations and protests going on right now, you know, people running around smashing each other or dudes just going crazy in traffic and
it's
ramming
each other.
It's mostly
road rage
type shit. And guys just, you know, looks like damn helicopter footage of a dude running with a hatchet or what was that? There was all kinds of weird shit that was going on.
Yeah.
And then you'd have, like, newscasters, bunches of them talking in the background, like a montage of that, and how, you know, fucking stress and daily urban stress and stress in the world is amplifying things and social media is fucking making things worse and society's fucking losing their mind. And by the time that whole opening credit montage, by the time it rolls out, I was ready to fucking kick somebody's ass. It had me going. I was like, yeah, they're all going crazy. I'm going to go crazy, too. I'm going to go crazy, you know, like that.
And probably not the message they were hoping to convey.
Yeah. I'm going to go crazy, too. It's time to go crazy. But it was trying to just show you that they're all going crazy, you know. I thought that was very effective.
Well, like, it was, but it's like, in some ways, too, I was just kind of like, and then, like, when Russell, like, does the shit that he does at the beginning, and then, like, he just goes, like, wildly off the rails, like, after this woman, when all she did was honk at him.
Yeah.
I was just kind of like, I kind of turned to him, and I'm like, Russell Crowe needs to learn to deal with his anger.
Yeah, but that opening montage, I understand, but that opening montage set the tone.
It did, yeah.
That we're dealing with a dude who's fucking entered the Planet of the Apes. That's what I'm talking about. This is like Planet of the Apes. He's not in the same world as this, you know, hairdresser in her fucking station wagon. This motherfucker's full on General Urko at this point, you know. Kill the humans! You know, he's doing that shit, you know. He's fucking going ape shit already.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah. I liked it.
He goes completely apeshit.
Yeah, he goes apeshit,
but, yeah, well, that's what's funny. I was laughing because I watched, like, a couple other dudes, like, reviews of this, and then I was reading some of the comments, and, like, somebody made, like, a really funny joke in one of the comments, and they're like, fun fact, this was a really cheap movie to make because all they did was have somebody really, in real life, like, honk a horn at Russell Crowe and then filmed what happened.
Yeah.
Because Russell Crowe, the actor, actually does really have anger issues.
Yeah.
So he probably didn't have to, like, stretch too far to play this character, I guess.
You know, I thought it was cool, though. It was
really entertaining. I mean, parts of it were kind of dumb and, like, implausible and stuff, but it's a thriller. I mean, all of them have that kind of stuff. Like, what are you doing, you stupid asshole? Like, why, you know, why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? You know what I mean? But that's, like, part of the fun, I thought. Yeah.
The movie was not anything real clever.
It's just very simple.
They stuck with shit that worked in the past. Almost kind of like, shit, what was that? What was that one? Cape Fear? Remember Cape Fear?
Yeah.
Almost kind of like that, where you just got some dude who's just gone ape shit, and he's just looking going after people. And that worked. And Falling Down, that kind of worked. It kind of worked. There's certain aspects of Falling Down that I thought weren't that good, but...
I haven't seen it in a long time. I remember not particularly liking it, but I might like it again if I saw it now.
It was kind of a black pill kind of a movie, you know what I mean? You're like, it's kind of fucking... That's reviewing another movie. I don't feel like reviewing another movie right now, but that I thought that movie had a little bit of a too much of a depressing message in Falling Down. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I can't comment because I haven't seen it.
It was just kind of like
at least 20, 30 years.
Dude who has lost his job was kind of made obsolete, and fucking he's not really needed in the world anymore. So he kind of fucking tries to fight back, but then in the end you realize he's the bad guy and he dies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Spoiler alert. Yeah, well, it's okay. It's from 1993. I'm sure most people have seen it.
I thought that maybe they could have somehow redeemed that character, you know?
Maybe, but then I don't know. Because the thing about it, and like I said, I really like this movie. I found it really entertaining. And it moves along like right like that. It's like exactly 90 minutes long, and it's just like a fun. I mean, if fun is like the right word to use, but it's entertaining, like just. Flick, you know what I mean? You can just like sit there and eat popcorn. You don't have to think about it too hard. You don't have to listen to the dialogue. You just watch car chases and people get murdered and all this other kind of stuff. So it was like really fun in that regard. But the thing about it though is that I don't know. I think they did the right thing in this not only making Russell Crowe, it's clear he's the bad guy from the beginning. Because, like, opening scene, like, hey, I'm just, like, busted into my wife's old house and, like, killed her and, like, burned the fucking house down. So it's, like, obviously he's the villain. Also, I like, though, that they made him, he just gone completely off the fucking rails. And he didn't care if he got caught. He didn't care if cops saw him. He didn't care who saw him.
Nope.
Like, he's killing people in, like, fucking broad daylight because he did not give a single fuck. Which I think... makes him a lot scarier because it's like, you can't go to the cops. You can't, I mean, you can, but it's like somebody like that, you can't, there's not a lot you can do to like get around them because he doesn't give a shit about getting caught or getting seen.
Yeah. I mean,
so it made it scarier.
Yeah. That was kind of like his superpower of not giving a fuck.
Right.
Because he knew after he killed his wife and the boyfriend and then burned the house down, he wasn't going to get away
You're
with
not
that.
Coming back from that.
Yeah. He wasn't going to get away with
that's
it.
That's a line and you crossed it.
So he just went kamikaze.
You know?
And he didn't care. It was kind of just a suicide mission. And he says so, basically. He does a lot of fucking fucked up shit in the movie. But he basically comes out and says, well, I'm doing this to hurt you, basically.
Yeah. Well, just because. And like I said, she didn't have anything to do with anything. Right. Like, he didn't know her or anything like that. It's just that she happened to be behind him and he didn't happen to go. And the light turned green and she honked at him because she had kind of a shitty day, too.
Yeah.
And then he decided, I'm going to teach you a lesson.
Yeah.
Which, you know, she's like, I don't think
he was giving people real difficult choices of, you know, trying to give people choices of who to kill and then doing fucking guilt trips on them and shit. He was just, you know, getting all sadistic. He was like, I hate you, and I'm going to kill you, and we're all going to die. That's basically, and I'm going to teach you pain. You know?
He makes a good villain, though, I have to say. Because, like I said, that's probably not too far off from his actual personality.
I don't know what I've heard.
Because he does really seem to have some anger issues.
Yeah.
So, in real life. So I don't think that he had to stretch too far to play this character. But that said,
did he throw a phone at somebody or something?
Yeah, that was him, wasn't it?
At a hotel.
But he's done other things like that, too. Yeah. Like, he has a real problem, you know, getting his shit together. Like, when people...
That's all right.
I mean, like, even when people, like, do just, like, minor shit, or even shit that's, like, not even directed at him, I don't have an issue with that.
I figure if you're an actor and you're an asshole and you like to fight, put a motherfucker in a movie. Put him in a movie.
You know, that's give him like some constructive direction.
Put him in a movie. Let me watch that shit.
What they did.
Yeah, I like that stuff.
That's what they did. It's like the smartest thing to do. It's like, look, go nuts, Russell.
Yeah.
It's like, you're not going to get arrested. You can do it. It's like, don't kill anybody for real, obviously.
And everyone will buy into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is, I mean, it's getting kind of like, the reviews were like most kind of mixed, but most people said, you know, this is a perfectly fun, it's not like, you know, brilliant or anything like that, but it's just like a fun, simple thriller type movie. You just like I said, it's just like a popcorn flick.
I'm going to say it was kind of brilliant in a way. It was brilliant in its decisions of what to do. And with a story like this, is you keep that shit simple.
Yeah.
You do what worked in the past. You don't try to make the movie something that it isn't.
Yeah.
You let that movie be what it is, which is a thriller.
Yeah.
All right? And you know there's been other movies like this, and they know you that you know there's been movies like this. And the shit that worked in those other movies, you're going to do that too. So it's giving you what you want, really.
Yeah, and like I said, that was absolutely the best decision. It's not going to be like, it's not going to win any Oscars. It's not going to be like remembered or anything like that. But it's like, it's a really good, you know, tight, entertaining thriller.
It might be remembered in that kind of genre.
Sure,
it'd be there with like that with that crossover movie that you just talked about,
Breakdown,
and you know, maybe Cape Fear and maybe The Hitcher. You know, it's that. It's that kind of movie.
Yeah.
You running from some shit.
It's like, you know, like I said, it's the kind of the genre, which I guess is kind of a subgenre of the thriller, where you just like inadvertently like piss off some crazy person, and then they just don't have anything better to do than to just like make your life hell for the next like 24 hours. And I'm just like, do you not get a hobby, Russell? God damn it.
What was the movie? You're reminding me of that movie. You're reminding me of that fucking movie that we saw in the theater.
Which one?
I'm trying to remember the name of it.
The one with the family that moved into the house and then the dude that wouldn't leave?
Yeah. Exactly. Knew exactly what I was thinking of.
I knew what
of.
You were thinking
Creepy
of.
Old white man skeeping out on a pretty black woman.
Yeah, that's right.
That was the movie.
What was the name of that movie? The Intruder.
The Intruder. Who was that actor again? He was perfect in that shit.
Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid can act like a creepy fucking motherfucker when he wants to.
It was creepily.
He'd be smiling and creeping your ass out and making
kissy
faces.
He was making like a weird like Grinch face, Grinch. He makes that with a curly smile. It was that.
And he was going after that.
He was chewing that scene.
Yeah. He was having fun making that movie.
He was
living in they didn't know it, but underneath the house was kind of like an underground, not really a basement, because a warren of. I guess it was a basement or a maintenance shed or something underneath there that had some tunnels underneath the house, and he could get in and out of the house. And he was living in there while they were living in there, and he sold it to him, took all the money. It was weird. And then he tried to get the house back, and he tried to take the woman.
I enjoyed the hell out of that movie.
Yeah.
It was like, it was really like over the top. Campy and shit like that, but it leaned into it, which I think was absolutely the right decision.
Yeah, and it got shitty reviews, and people laughed it off. Oh, it's like a Lifetime movie or something.
It had that spark of batshit insanity that I think elevated it above.
I gotta get that shit.
Yeah, because I mean, every now and then you see a Lifetime movie too that has that little spark of batshit insanity that like makes it something, like special and precious. I feel like this had a little bit of that too. Like this movie, Unhinged, it takes itself pretty seriously. Like it's not like wink, wink, nudge, nudge or anything. There's no like black comedy or anything in it. However, I do think that Russell Crowe is really good, and he just like went full out. He's like, I'm just gonna be a horrible like villain in this shit, and I don't know if I'd say that he's having a good time in this role, but I think he's, you know, he's really like leaning into this role, and I think that was a good thing to do. It's not, like I said, it's not like crazy over the top like cheesy creepy like fucking like the dude from The Intruder, like Dennis Quaid, but
yeah,
because that was a really fun. Yeah. That was a fun movie too. I thought that was like really entertaining also. But I feel like this has a little bit of that quality, but it's not like as funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This one's actually better.
Yeah, probably from that standpoint.
Just from a quality standpoint and the story and the actions, it's better than Intruder. But Intruder was good because it was just fucking entertaining, man. It was just fucking silly.
Yeah, it was just like kind of silly and wacky and not wacky, but
it was. Why are we reviewing another movie? We're reviewing a movie that we're not reviewing.
Well, and Intruder, I think we reviewed that one when it came out too, didn't we?
Intruder was just like it kind of, man. I got this guy over here weed whack in the house. I didn't expect Intruder to be as entertaining as it
I didn't either, actually. I thought it was just going to be a real by-the-numbers type thrill, which I like those. I mean, I don't mind. I've seen, like, lots of them, and a lot of them are, like, real forgettable. But I think that one is kind of going to stand the test of time just because, particularly because his performance was so crazy.
Yeah.
And so I think there's something really...
Yeah.
Yeah, because, man, he committed to that.
Yeah, well, also the couple, too.
Yeah.
What was that? What were their names? What's the names of those actors? Do you know?
Oh, man. I can't remember. They've been in a bunch of
shit.
He's been in a bunch of shit.
Yeah, he's been in a bunch
of shit. Was that the same guy that was in the Jacob's Ladder remake?
Oh. I don't know.
Because I know that I saw him in two movies, like, very, like, close together. And I can't remember if that's what it was. But, yeah. So, this movie, like I said, we rented it on Xbox, and I think it was only $3.99.
Yeah, it's cheap.
Because it's been out for a while, and like I said, what they did was they released it in theaters, and it actually did a little bit better than they thought it was going to do, particularly, you know, because it was, like, the first one that got released once the theaters reopened, and then they just did, like, the whole, sometimes it's in theaters, and then it's on VOD at the same time, and, like, they did kind of that, but it actually, like, made decent money, which, you know, it seemed like people just wanted to kind of turn their brain off and just watch something entertaining. Just watch Russell Crowe, like, wreaking havoc and waddling around killing people.
Killed a dude in a damn... He killed a guy in the damn public restaurant.
Yep. Like I said, he gave no fucks. He gave no fucks. Now, please, the guy that played the lawyer in the diner scene, who the fuck is that actor? Like, we were sitting there, and I meant to check before we did the review, and I forgot to. I just saw that dude. I've seen that dude in at least one other movie, if not several other ones. Who the fuck is that? And I can't think of who the fuck that is. And actually, the woman that's in this, whose name is Karen Pistorius, the whole time I'm looking at her, I'm like, God damn it, where the fuck have I seen that woman before? So I looked up her IMDb page. Now, she was in Mortal Engines, and that's the only movie or TV show that she'd been in that I'd seen, so I must remember her from that.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's because she looks like Daisy Ridley a little bit.
I don't know. I was watching the movie and the place looked familiar, and then it turns out that, it was Louisiana.
It's Louisiana.
Yeah.
They filmed a lot of it in New Orleans.
Yeah, New Orleans era. I used to hang out there.
Now,
the thing is he's killing people in public and running around and doing all kinds of crazy shit in public. In Louisiana, you wouldn't last long. You'd get your ass shot off. You know?
Yeah, I'm surprised that he didn't get his ass shot off.
He'd get your ass shot off. He was doing this shit bare-fisted, bare-handed. He didn't have a gun or anything. But, New Orleans is loaded with guns. Loaded with them. You can't get away with anything down there.
Yeah, I kind of feel like at that early thing where at the gas station, probably somebody, whoever like was the manager of the gas station would have just come out and shot you in the face.
Yep.
You know what
Pretty
I mean?
Much every truck's got a damn gun in it over there. Yeah, and every fucking business has them.
I guess I didn't realize while I was watching it that it was New Orleans. I didn't realize until the end. Like, I
just
saw it on the end
credit. Just looked familiar. I couldn't really place it because it didn't show any landmarks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just neighborhoods and stuff, you know. Nothing that I recognized.
Yeah, they showed, like, the freeway and stuff. But
yeah, but I could kind of recognize, you know, the way the buildings looked and the roads and the way the wiring was set up. And it just looked kind of familiar, but... And you said, oh, it's New Orleans. I was, oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I just saw it at the end of the credits, and I was like, huh, what do you know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed that, but, you know.
Well, they didn't show the quarter. They didn't show the fresh quarter. They didn't show any...
Well, that was kind of an interesting decision, now that I thought of it. It's like, you're going to film it in New Orleans, and they're not going to show anything that is, like, iconically like New Orleans.
Right.
They just showed, like, the regular,
which
kind of looked like it could be anywhere, really.
Yeah.
Which was interesting. But, so that was Unhinged. With Russell Crowe stomping around, killing people, whatnot. So check it out, you know, if you'd like to. It's super fun.
Yeah, and, it's worth the $3.
Yeah, we have a horror comedy we're going to watch this evening that we will review tomorrow. Hopefully it's good. It looks like it's getting real good.
Yeah.
Reviews from all the horror fans.
I guess we can tell them what it is, huh?
Nope.
Nope? Okay.
No, all we can.
Yeah. It's one called Porno.
It's called Porno.
Yeah.
Shudder just added it.
Yeah.
And it's from this year. I think it's from this year, from last year. So we'll be watching that tonight, and we'll be reviewing that for you guys tomorrow. And as always, thanks for stopping by. Have a good rest of your day, and we'll see you again tomorrow.